Over 100 Ohio University students, staff members, and Athens community members poured out of Baker University Center and onto Court Street on April 5th to demand for safer streets. Men, women, and non-binary people of all ages attended the march.
1, 2, 3, 4, we won't take it anymore! 5, 6, 7, 8, no more violence, no more
Over rape. The years, the debate of whether men should be included in on the march has been an integral part of the organizing process. This year, coordinators of the march decided male survivors and allies needed to be clearly represented in the march. Dr. M. Geneva Murray, director of the Women's Center, was an essential part of organizing this year's Take Back the Night and establishing the lineup of speakers.
If we reflect on what the national narrative has been, and if we reflect on the percentages, right? Like, it's more often that women are assaulted by men. Like, and I get that, and that speaks truth to me. But at the same time, I wonder what those conversations and those debates about whether or not men can participate, what the impact that has on male survivors.
Male survivors, like the keynote speaker, Tim Musso, do not often feel comfortable talking about their experiences with assault. During the preparation of the event, there was a lot of conversation around this year's keynote speaker because of his gender and the lack of conversation about male survivors.
I thought about how when I told my family members about it, and their response was that they didn't know if they could believe me because a man wouldn't let themselves get raped.
The inclusion of a male survivor's narrative leading up to Ohio University's Take Back the Night March prompted event organizers from the Women's Center and the Survivor Advocacy Program, or SAP, to look at the history of men's inclusion.
Well, we say that historically here in Athens, Ohio, men weren't allowed to participate. I think that that is a bit historical amnesia, because posters from 1982, I believe, are saying men and women welcome.
The history of men's inclusion in OU's Take Back the Night is complicated. In 1997, there was a special presentation in the week leading up to the march about whether men should be included and how they should be included.
There was a statement in one of the papers about how someone's perpetrator came out from one of the bars and joined the march, and people were horrified, and rightly so.
Campus services, such as SAP, are trying their best to be inclusive as well. While the Women's Center is making efforts to be transparent about the inclusion of male-identifying members in the Take Back the Night movement, campus services such as SAP are trying their best to be inclusive. Kim Castor, one of the directors of SAP, explains such expansion.
Some things that we've been trying to do in order to kind of break down that barrier and that stigma is more actively bring in male speakers to show that it is something that happens to males. It's not just a female problem.
SAP is making changes in their departmental efforts as well. In the upcoming year, they will be hiring a male staff member in the effort of making clients feel more comfortable if they would prefer to talk to a male. With the change in SAP, Take Back the Night is also changing to include and welcome all survivors and allies.
I'm happy that this year, when you looked out into the ballroom as survivor speakers were speaking, that we saw a diverse population in front of us.
With the larger partnership brought a larger audience. In the crowd was Nino Bradley, a resident director of James Hall, along with his family. The narrative that impacted him the most was from Musso.
Usually when we hear about sexual assault, we hear about women, and obviously that's the majority, but we rarely talk about or hear about the men who are affected by it as well. So I think it was good for him to be able to share a story in that space and feel comfortable sharing that story, especially the way our society is with masculinity and whatnot.
After sharing his story, Musso provided statistics on survivors. On a college campus, about 6% of men will experience sexual violence. He shared that men are more likely to experience sexual violence before the age of 18. But that they generally don't process it until after the age of 27.
We've heard messages from men who have emailed or have come up to us and said, thank you. Thank you for having a male speaker. It showed me that we could talk.
For The Outlet, this is Adriana Navarro with contributions from Kai Cobb and Kalila Beck.